Welcome back to another episode of the Syncretist Society, everyone. Spring is the best time of the year, in my opinion, especially in Western North Carolina. Right after this, we are heading to the Western North Carolina Herb Festival, which is a massive, I think the biggest on the East Coast of plant starts, exotic, indoor plants, mostly outdoor plants, but Asheville goes bananas during this time of year. And as we're thinking about what to chat about today, I usually am in the best place of the year, energetically and emotionally, basically everything in the spring, because it's spring, signifies rebirth, sun's out, everything is blooming. But myself and everyone I know have been dealing with a good amount of heaviness, melancholy, and just inability to cope with seemingly normal things. The day-to-day weight has felt different than it usually has. My name is Alex Corey, and as always, joined by Danielle Rodenroth, and we are chatting about the transition and upcoming mutation.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up some good points here. I am really excited about that festival. Need something to go do, yes. For sure. We know with human design and with the cosmological understanding of our evolution that we are in these changing times, right? And that there is a mutation coming up in 2027 where the background ocean, the medium, the laws of our universe are basically changing. A new species is emerging called the Rave. And for those of you that might think this sounds crazy, that's okay. But we all know that there are things that are pretty drastically changing. And even though we are not at the collapsing of the waveform completely for the mutation to concretize, we are in this entropic state of, you know, chaos. And I'm starting to feel the mutation, I believe, already, because time seems to be quickening. Yeah. The darkness seems to be undeniable, right? It's like harder and harder to escape the feelings of dread and
right. Existential dread.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And especially as like coaches and people that are, you know, guides and leaders and things like that, a lot of times we even feel this pressure, like, oh, you need to not share.
Right.
That, like, I've been super depressed, right, for a little while now. Even though I know and my best way to deal with it based on my own understanding and consciousness and all of that. But it doesn't really take away all the time the difficulty of it.
Right.
Right. And that I think it's really important for us, especially as people that are seen as these leaders or guides or experts or whatever it is, right, that we especially share that too, that even though we might have this information that we are exploring consciousness and we may have figured some things out, we're all human. And especially with this mutation coming in, I believe that there's going to be an exposure of darkness on the planet, of corruption, a lot of things being brought to light. And that's also happening in our microcosm,
right,
our own individual lives. And as we navigate forward, we're going to have to start to navigate in a different way than we have before, because our old strategies of mentalizing, trying to be linear and logical and overthinking to try to figure out our path is really going to get worse and worse in the way that it's not helping us, right? It's not helping us to navigate.
The period, exactly what you just said, I've noticed the periods of normalcy in between those periods of heaviness and dread are shortening. So
yeah.
I know something's wrong with myself if my routines are, if I'm sleeping well, if I'm getting adequate sunlight, if my nutrition's on point, and if there isn't a whole bunch of external crap that I'm inflicting on myself, surrounding myself with toxic people, things like that.
Yeah.
Everything is normal and it's spring and I should be just with boundless energy and ecstatic, but there's maybe brief periods of joy and normal positive feelings in between just the feeling, the weight of being down, and I can't think of a better expression than existential dread.
Yeah. Just
that things are shifting and it feels like a fog to move through, like you're struggling against something you can't see, almost as if you're just in a like Louisiana swamp or deep Florida where the air is literally heavy around you. It's just sapping your energy without doing anything.
Yeah, it's a really good way to put it. And, you know, it's like we have this 4.5-5 year period before the background field really concretizes and changes, and the turning of the wheel, right? The turning of the mechanisms that are setting us up to extract a certain consciousness, which we are in this last period of extracting why we exist mentally. So it's that double-edged sword of like the insights, the epiphanies, the, you know, gnosis, and all the things that come from melancholy and mutation. But the other side of it is like wading through that black goo and trying to remind yourself, really remind your mind that like, okay, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. And it's like, oh, how do I feel better? And the old addictive mechanisms that I used to cope are not working anymore. And right, it's like the mind is trying to figure out what's wrong. It's trying to figure out like why we feel this way and why we feel so bogged down. And so some people may double down on their like addictive escapist, you know, and I'm guilty of this, right? All of us are. We have different ways that we cope or try to check out, which, you know, further feeds the negative feelings, because it's like, okay, we're not facing the darkness to integrate it, to accept it, to embody it, to bring light to it, which is collectively what's happening in this time period of evolution. Is like so much is being brought to light, right? We're seeing how the mind, while it's great for logic and measuring and all this and that, but there is like a psychosis going on the planet that is because of these mechanisms and the time period that we're in, that's trying to churn out the consciousness of like truth, right? Inner truth, inner knowing, like consciousness, individuated consciousness, like why do we exist, right? And that's what we're collectively in this time frame doing, right? So all the conditions that are needed to set that up, to extract that out for the totality, can come in these really dark ways. And I think we need to start normalizing, communicating what we're dealing with. It doesn't mean that we're psychotic or that we're bipolar or that there's something mentally wrong with you, but especially if we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you might have some mental issues that are really not good. But we need to start normalizing, communicating truth about what we're all going through without projecting victim mentality, blame, shame, or guilt. Yeah. But like, look, this is what I'm processing. It's dark. I've had a hard time even getting out of bed like this week, and I'm not sleeping well. And I'm battling my mind that's telling me that I'm, you know, fucking up my life or whatever, right? And all these things. And I know that, like, my knowing that it's just this time period that I'm in, and that I'm in melancholy, like my body chemistry is changing. There's a lot of transitions going on in my life personally as well, which is not the reason. You know, what's going on in your life is not necessarily the reason. But our mind associates that and goes, okay, well, this is why. Might not be helping the situation, but collectively in this background, in this ocean, you know, we're in this like tidal wave, we're in this, you know, monsoon, and everything is changing. You know, laws of the universe are changing. Our perception is changing, time, frequency, all of that.
Our minds are really good at, or humans are really good at, pattern detection.
Yeah.
So usually it's something's wrong. Okay, what changed? But nothing has changed. That you'll be able to pick up on. You'll be able to pick up on energetic shifts and the expression of what you've been through. But even the most analyzing mind probably won't find a ton, because there's not much catastrophically different that's obvious going on in the reality that you can be like, oh, it's probably that, or there's nothing dramatically different than last year, say, and if everyone in the last 3 weeks is just feeling the same thing, something larger, the environment, like you said, the field is shifting. If everyone's going through it and routines didn't change, it's spring and everyone should be have the most energy because daytime's getting longer. If we were heading into winter, if we were in late fall, it would make way more sense. You're like, oh, this is seasonal affective. Neurochemistry and biochemistry is changing. Now right now, it's supposed to be on the upswing. So that's usually when it becomes noticeable, is when it's the opposite of what the direction it usually heads in.
It's not the normal
It's
pattern
not the
of,
normal pattern.
hey, I'm coming into spring and it's feeling great. And yeah, this is why we're sharing all the information of human design and astrology and gene keys and all of the body chemistry codes and everything around that, because even though we're going into this mutation, I get this question a lot where they're like, what do we do? How do we stop it? You know, how do we cannot get in the way of the ocean, right? It's like we are given these tools to know how to navigate with the boat that we have, right? And to really operate in a way that's not just terrifying and horrible, right? And to go through the experience in the way that it's meant to be experienced, and what all of the ancient philosophies talk about, you know, dissolving the identity into the whole, right? But it's kind of like that, but not really. You're still designed to have your unique consciousness, but see yourself also as like this infinite being, because that is truth, right? And that we don't have the control that we think that we have. We're not here to change the world. We're not here to do all of these things that are like massive, you know, grandeur and like trying to figure out how to have all of these mega fantasies about, well, if we just all did this and that, everything that's happening for your hologram and the way that you're experiencing it is in order to awaken you to something for your particular consciousness. Right. I believe that we're all in these different timelines, different worlds, universes, whatever you want to, you know, say about it. But the whole quantum understanding that there are many things happening, right? It's not just, oh, this is the only thing that's happening.
Everything's entangled.
And I believe that we're going to come out of this on this other side in a way that's like, whoa, we really did arrive to the new world. And a lot of people talk about with spirituality, a lot of like new age communities and things like this about, oh, we're moving to 5D and ascension and this and that. And, you know, yes, there is like a little bit of an understanding with that. And I think that what we're talking about provides the mechanics around like what's actually happening, because there is also a chance to kind of get lost in an illusion, right? Of just like religion, where you're placing some sort of other authority or fairy tale or what everybody else told you outside of yourself. And that may or may not be correct for you, but this ascension, the 5D transition, the polarity split, or whatever we want to call it, could be this mutation coming in. But it's not potentially in the way that most people describe it, where we're gonna literally be on like a different
There
planet,
it is.
right? I think that we are definitely going through a lot of transitions that none of us are really prepared for. And this is why even Ra Uruhu, which is the guy that transmitted this human design database over to us, stated that this information came because the door is closing, right? This is the information to help us be those doulas through this transition, to understand how to navigate it. But at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily matter, right? Because there's like we're all infinite anyways, but we have a handbook to the Choose Your Own Adventure movie and can have a different experience with it, right? So
If you think about nature just as, or if our job is to adapt, because we are adaptation machines, that's what humans do best, which is why we're at the top of the food chain. If you think about reality and just the natural world as like a moving snake, your job is to stay on it. So you always have to shift with the environment around you, because we don't have enough power to ch we can change a good amount of the field around us, but always easier in the path of least resistance to watch and shift as it does.
Right. We can't change the snake and
turn
it into a horse or something. Right. Yeah, that's a good metaphor for that. And yeah, again, you know, the mind is what takes us to like, well, the world should be like this. And I just always want to be happy. I'm striving for success. I'm trying to accomplish things. I like to ask this question to people. Sometimes they're like, what the hell? I've never been asked this question. But it's like, why do you live? Like, what do you live for? And if you listen to someone try to explain, you know, what they would want to feel like when they're 90 years old or 100 years old on their deathbed, and what their reasoning is, right, of like, well, I want to at least accomplish that and do this or that, right, we can start to see that, like, okay, is our purpose of living really in alignment? Because we're not here to just have success and to try to be happy all the time and, you know, I want to have 5 businesses and be a millionaire and blah, 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 blah. It's, again, all program. Mm-hmm. When what we're all doing here is really figuring out who we are, right, why we exist, accessing our cognitive potential, you can do that as a homeless person,
right?
Not suggesting that. But that if that's your purpose, to have your existence go through that particular part of the snake, that's your purpose, right? As long as you're operating correctly. And with all this information, it's allowing you to access a different level of your consciousness so that we can get out of the driver's seat and actually access it, right? So that we know, all right, my purpose of existence is really knowing myself fully, embodying myself fully, and it's not just a vague thing, right? There's so much to us that we don't like or that we don't accept, that we don't love about ourselves. We're constantly handing authority out side of us to everything else, right? It literally is like popping out of the matrix and truly living for yourself. I do this as well. I do this where I constantly realize how I was living, feeling this need for some sort of external thing outside of me, and that prevented me from really accessing my potential because I felt codependent or a need for something that wasn't present in my life. And as soon as I'm starting to accept the way that my life is operating and what life wants out of me and wants to do with me, because it's not my choice, right? I'm here to watch. I'm here to learn from it. No amount of thinking, intending, trying to manifest is going to manifest you something with like, oh, I can think about $1 million as much as I want, but it's not necessarily going to access it right away, right? So we have to kind of get out of that limitation of trying to impose something onto the life, right? Start really integrating with what's coming in, with your mechanics, living for yourself, getting more and more courage to be truthful, to communicate, oh, hey, how you doing today? Well, I'm doing okay today. I'm better than yesterday because I've been dealing with a lot of depression and darkness.
Uh-huh.
How are you feeling? Oh, well, because you were open. Now they're like, yeah, this shit's crazy.
Right.
Right. So not being fake, not being just like, you know, glazed over and trying to fit in because everyone around you is homogenized, right? Everyone around you is just continuing to eat the Cheetos and watch the Super Bowl, you know, in a trance, right? To find some sort of gratification or escapism in life. And we've got to be in that zone where even though we're surrounded by NPCs, you know, the non-player characters.
It's such a good, good analogy.
That like we can still be ourselves despite it. And that's the game, right? That is the life.
Yeah. Alan Watts has a good lecture. It's called The Game of Life, which is exactly that. It's if you think about yourself as picking your life experience. So as pure consciousness, you see all of your choices. And you're like, if you had the option, what would you pick? You'd pick the most interesting one. If you were going, say Earth is like the place with just the most experience because you have the sensory experience and another planet didn't have that or whatever, you would pick the one that looked the most interesting to have that experience.
Right.
So exactly like you said about the homeless person, has no effect on success or whatever you deem to be your purpose, it's sometimes life just is.
Right.
Right. It's to exist and experience itself in all flavors and all forms.
Yeah. All the angles.
All the angles.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm like, oh, well, what if I didn't have this thing going on in my life, or if my life had been different in this way? And I really thought about it for a second, and I'm like, if I had had that type of situation, right, it would have totally changed how I access consciousness. Mm-hmm. It would have changed my experience, even if, oh, man, I wish I had $1 billion, even though, I mean, I guess it'd be nice. But, you know, it would totally change how I access consciousness, which, like you're saying, if you can zoom out and as if you're the observer of this life and not identified with the mortality aspect of it, the form in that way, then we can actually see how the life has a whole different purpose. And if we were to change anything in that sense, like, oh, I don't like this code, or I wish I was a manifester, that is all distortion. That's false. That's the mind grasping to try to fix the life again. But it would still completely change who you are, because we are here to fully love ourselves completely, right? And this, again, like I said, is not a vague thing, and it takes a lot of work and the unveiling of all of the distortions of how we've not been ourselves. Because, oh, well, if I'm a coach or a this or a that, I'm supposed to present myself as really successful and blah, you know, we try to put on this veil too, because we think that that's going to get us what we want. But really, if we were just real and just honest and authentic, right, that is what is more gratifying to us, right, to our soul and to healing and to being your truth, and doesn't have the negative consequences, right? Because there's negative consequences to going into distortion, to expressing distortion. And we can just really access our truth, and that's what we've been looking for anyways the whole time. That's what we actually want, even if the mind thinks that it's something else.
Yeah, that's the shortcut to discovery, is having things put in your way. So that's the hero's journey. No hero's journey was ever, and he stayed in one place and dealt with nothing. It's always you go into the unknown, and you find yourself, and hopefully bring something back to share with everyone else that is useful, but it is still your journey, and no one else will have the exact same context, lessons, or gifts to share.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the make a movie out of your life. That's Bill Rogan's whole thing. It was like, if you were the star of your own movie, what would you want it to be like?
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Lots of experience, lots of lessons. You don't want to watch a movie where it was easy the entire time. There's always struggle, darkness, integration, and hopefully growth. Or it just slaps you down. But that's also, that's a tragedy instead of a comedy.
Yeah.
That's also part of the play.
Yes.
Not all plays are comedies.
Yes.
They don't always have happy endings.
Such a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really interesting. And just thank you guys for tuning in and watching our shows. And you know, if you are in the course, that's awesome. We're excited to share more with all of us. And I've been thinking about a lot this week too, that one of the things I've been contemplating and almost battling internally about, like, should I do something about this, right? We have this information about what's happening with humanity, right? And it's not freely available on the planet. Like, why? Like, do we need to get this out to people? How do we get it out? What should we be doing? Because you know, there's some stuff that's going to be happening that no one really is going to be prepared for, other than with some information like this could help. And I've been kind of integrating that, and, like, you know, my codes and everything oftentimes lead me to try to help the collective and help all of this. And I've been struggling with that too. Like, why isn't Jovian Archive, like, releasing the information, right? If we have 4.5 years left.
Yeah.
Right. And what are they doing to help set up a structure? Do we even need to do this? Right. And that's what I'm battling. Like, does it matter? Right. Does it matter? It's not really my thing to change the snake.
Right.
Right. But there are certain people on the snake that have access to information that not everybody else has.
That's the same struggle that probably any aware person in any mystery school, secret society, esoteric society has dealt with. They're like, more people should be aware of this.
Yeah.
And what usually happens is, if they didn't find it, it won't be useful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If they weren't looking, they weren't searching, if it wasn't the correct time, won't do anything.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And they do talk about like the fractal lines and the human design is not the only way and all of that, for sure. But yeah, so that's something that I've also been battling internally. Like, do we need to do more about all this? Like, what should I be doing? You know, leading up to this 2027, I keep reminding myself, strategy and authority, strategy and authority. Just do what's satisfying. Just, you know, trust the process because it's not up to me to try to change and, you know, go save everybody and all that. But if you're here, you know, you're lucky. It's true, though. Like, we, it's not our information per se.
Yeah. Just but transmitting.
We have access to it. So
we are introducing a new instructor into the course next week, and that'll be available on the release technique. So if you're interested, well, the links are always below this, but I will be adding more instructors to the Syncretist Society quickly, it appears, as this year moves on and things accelerate even more. So keep an eye out and sign up for the newsletter if you want to be involved in quick future developments. We'll probably have something every other week or at least once a month, something new to the course.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And if you haven't signed up for the course, I will put the link below for that as well. And we will see you guys next week.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, thanks.